Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If they're not going to protect me, I want to know who are they trying to protect. What's even more upsetting to me is that we know that these FBI agents have committed an obvious crime. They falsified my statement, and that is illegal in itself. Yet no recourse has been taken against them. The Department of Justice refused to prosecute these individuals. Why?
Started with tears, turned into anger, with several of the best-known gymnasts in the history of the sport in America testifying yesterday about how they were failed by U.S. Gymnastics, and even more awful, by the FBI, who was alerted to this program a year and 4 months before they started looking into it.
Right. Systematic child sexual abuse, child rape. The girls came forward, they reported it. USA Gymnastics, the U.S. Olympic Committee, and the FBI all swept it under the carpet in ways that are almost incomprehensible to anybody with a living soul.
Yeah, we were asking the question earlier, and I'd actually like to know what you think. Who's a worse human being? Nassar, the doctor who is raping kids. Obviously, he's a horrible human being. I would like him executed. I could do it myself. But I believe people like him are, you know, twisted monsters. Their brains don't work. Just, you know, those people have always existed, always will exist. You just got to cull them from the herd. What about people whose brains do work, and they're just bureaucrats that it's either too inconvenient for them, or there's too much paperwork, or
they're on a gravy train that they don't want to derail,
or they're making a good living so they don't want to. But I mean, who's a worse human being here? I almost think that latter group is, it's more unconscionable. They're not compelled by a defaulty brain.
Right.
They're just being incredibly selfish.
Well, as the good book reminds us, there are different kinds of evil, and they are those different people are guilty of different sorts. But yeah, the idea that you would know specifically, unequivocally from multiple young women that they were being sexually abused and you would keep silent is it's horrific. You want to hear some more from
Sure.
some of the gals? Simone Biles here in Clip 60.
To be clear. Sorry.
Take your time.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse. USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee knew that I was abused by their official team doctor long before I was ever made aware of their knowledge.
So we, the first clip we played coming back from the break was Michaela Maroney. Michael, play 61 and 62 back to back, because I want this to be clear to folks.
If they're not going to protect me, I want to know who are they trying to protect. What's even more upsetting to me is that we know that these FBI agents have committed an obvious crime. They falsified my statement, and that is illegal in itself. Yet no recourse has been taken against them. The Department of Justice refused to prosecute these individuals. Why? This was very clear, cookie-cutter pedophilia and abuse. And this is important because I told the FBI all of this, and they chose to falsify my report and to not only minimize my abuse, but silence me yet again.
So we heard some of this stuff back in July when the Justice Department Inspector General released their shocking report and found that the allegations against Nassar were first reported to the FBI in July of 2015 in Indianapolis. The agency, for some reason, didn't investigate until September of 2016. In that period of time that the FBI sat on this story, Nassar abused, they believe, at least 70 more different young people.
Oh, my God.
70 women whose lives will never be the same, or their family members, or, you know, their husbands or kids or any of that sort of stuff will all be affected by this.
The damage will ripple outward for
sure.
God knows how long.
Senators were told this yesterday, and Republicans and Democrats alike were horrified about what happened here. Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin, chair of the committee. The FBI's handling of the Nassar case is a stain on the Bureau. Senator Richard Blumenthal, also a Democrat, said the FBI investigation is a systematic failure. The FBI director himself, Christopher Wray, got up there and said all kinds of words about how horrified he is and he can't believe it happened. And he's taken all the recommendations of the IG and he's going to put them into effect. And the official in the FBI that was involved at the time is no longer with the agency. Okay, well, that's all true, I suppose. It's unhandy that every time there's a scandal in government, you've got a new person in charge who can say, well, that was the last guy. And, you know, I'm here now and things are going to be different now.
And don't worry, we've transferred the fellow who committed monstrous crimes against the laws of man and God. He's not working there anymore.
Anybody going to jail? Like bunches of people going to jail? Or anybody even going to be in any trouble? Is there anybody that's even going to lose their pension? No. As far as I can tell, no. One guy retired, I'm guessing, with his pension. Might have been close to retirement age anyway, for all I know. That's it. And my bet would be that's it. That's the full fallout from this story for the FBI.
Right. You blame a building. You say there were real failings at the FBI and we are going to sort that out so it doesn't happen in the future. Which Christopher Wray needs to say, and I pray he's sincere and I hope he follows through. But in terms of justice, how can you, for instance, in the case of Michaela Maroney, refuse to meet with her? She's calling the FBI saying, I'm getting sexually abused over and over again. And they just refuse to take her statement. They finally take her statement, then sit on it for 17 months, even though they have multiple girls making the same allegation. And then finally, when they're asked, hey, this guy's raping all these girls. You took a statement. Let's see it. They fake it up. They distort it. They change it. And nobody's prosecuted?
Nobody's going to get any trouble for that. That is, well, that's the state of our institutions right now.
Well, there are clearly two systems of justice. For those of us who are not in the government and those who are, which is precisely what this country was formed to not do. Let's hear from Allie Reisman, 63.
It is crazy for me to try to wrap my head around. All we are asking for is that when a child goes into gymnastics or goes to school or does anything, that they can be spared abuse. And the fact that we've been treated like adversaries by so many organizations and our abuse has been diminished. We've been victim shamed online over and over again. We've been gaslit. We've been made to feel that we don't matter. I never want another child to feel that way again.
All right, that was 64. Can we hear 63?
Special agent in charge of investigating Nassar met Steve Penny for beers to discuss job opportunities in the Olympic movement. Another FBI agent worked with Steve Penny to determine jurisdiction without interviewing the survivors. I've watched multiple high-ranking officials at USAG, USOPC, and FBI resign or retire without explanation of how they may have contributed to the problem, some of whom were publicly thanked for their service and rewarded with severance or bonus money.
Steve Penny's the guy who ran USA Gymnastics, and so what you had was FBI people either kind of hobnobbing about who has jurisdiction and doing nothing about it, and or hitting him up for a job as they investigated Larry Nassar. And Steve Penny, quite famously, did not want to rock the boat. We understand Nassar's a bit of a strange ranger, but come on now. We're all making money. This is a hugely successful enterprise, so let's not rock the boat. And the FBI is begging this guy for jobs and obviously not going to bring the organizations to its knees.
Was there any sort of implied, hey, I won't pursue this if you get me a job that pays a certain amount?
It's hard to imagine there wasn't, spoken or unspoken.
I don't know how you have any belief that any of our big institutions can reform themselves or get better. Nobody ever pays a price for any of this stuff. The debacle that was the withdrawal of Afghanistan, nobody's going to lose their job. I mean, there's probably nobody to be prosecuted in those things, but it's not even anybody that's going to even suffer an uncomfortable moment from it. And same way with this, with the FBI.
I remember the VA debacle. A lot of the people at the very heart of the fraud and abuse of our veterans and systematically lying and the rest of it, there was almost no real fallout.
I go back to the 2008 financial collapse where the entire world's economy was broken. One person went to jail out of that entire thing. Nobody else paid a price except for all of us with all our money. But
yeah. I would like to know from current or former agents and employees of the FBI, what happened? What do you make of this? You know the culture. You know the rules. What happened? Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Email us. You will be 100% anonymous. We have not in 20, how many years have we been doing this? Practically 30 years. We've never gotten a source in trouble, ever. Email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
Yeah, I would like to know what happened at the beginning. And at the tail end, it's a pretty old tale when it comes to government. I said tail twice. So at the tail end, I should have
T-I-A-L.
Said
T-I-A-L.
It's a pretty old story.
T-A-L-E.
With the role of government, which Christopher Wray alluded to yesterday when he said the people resigned or retired and there's no mechanism to deal with that. And it's very frustrating. That's just the way the whole government thing works. So if you resign or retire, you're off the hook at that point. There's just nothing they can really do. So the fact that you covered up kids being raped, or didn't get around to it, or whatever the hell your excuse is, there's just no recourse at that point.
Civil suit, maybe? I haven't heard anything from these gals about that. Although, no, wait a minute, I have read about at least one civil suit, but you would think you could prove culpability in that way.
That'd be awesome. I wouldn't mind seeing people's lives, financial lives, ruined if they were guilty of this sort of thing.
If you do not provide a disincentive for right. such horrific behavior, you're going to get more of it. Humans are incredibly complicated and extremely simple.
Yeah, in terms of punishments and rewards, we are. I should have dug it up. On Jake Tapper's show on CNN yesterday, he had somebody on say, all this tells other FBI agents is you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry whether you're sloppy or do something that's close to criminal. You're okay. You'll be all right. Because, I mean, how's it going to get much more egregious than this? And nobody paid a price. Or will.
one final thought, and then we probably ought to move on, but I picture folks looking back on this in 10, 20 years, writing books about it. You know, like one of those great historical books like Devil in the White City, or we all have our favorites. And the story's going to be, everybody knew the greatest child rapist monster perhaps in American history was operating, but to cover their own heinies and their own interests, they just didn't say anything. And people will read that book and they'll think, there's got to be something else here. What am I missing? Mm-hmm. I can't believe that.
There's not something else there. That is what happened. End of story. Major Roomba news. That's the...
Now, that's a transition.
That's the robot vacuum cleaner. the decay of another institution that is actually sad, and I didn't want to tease that because it makes it sound like the world's saddest radio show. But you did. All that on the way on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And I pick up a bag of pizza rolls, and there's literally human, excuse my language. I was upset. I was disgusted. I felt like I was violated. I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag, so I turned it over, and there it was.
This might be the worst thing we've ever done.
I have taken no role in this.
Joe is distancing himself from the story.
I disavow.
Happened in Oklahoma. Headline, man defecates in grocery freezer.
What, you're not supposed to?
Shopper ends up with it on her hands.
Oh, my Lord.
Must have been fairly recent, as it was a freezer.
It's a good point. It's a solid point.
You heard what she said there. I'm not going to repeat it.
No.
After reviewing the surveillance videos, police said the man was allegedly also taking photos of women inside the store. So this guy has got a number of problems.
You got to give her a 50-cent off coupon on that that item, don't you?
Yeah. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but the Nicki Minaj story continues. Fox News is reporting Nicki Minaj is gaining support on social media amid conflict with Biden officials over a White House visit. She tweeted yesterday that the White House has invited Nicki Minaj to go to the White House and discuss with Biden officials the TTI, the Trinidadian testicle incident.
Oh, that reminds me. We now have for sale at the Armstrong and Getty swag store, armstrongandgetty.com, a T-shirt that says the Trinidad testicles, like it's a band name. Probably a one-day sale.
So the reason the White House would actually get involved in this is because they're trying to reach a certain segment of society, including a lot of black people, who are vaccine hesitant. And Nicki Minaj, with her 22 million Twitter followers, said she's not getting it. She's not getting the vaccine.
Not yet, anyway.
Because her cousin's friend's testicles swole when he got the vaccine.
In Trinidad.
She thinks perhaps because of that. Yes, in a foreign country. The White House...
Well, not foreign to him. He's a Trinidadian.
The White House shot back and said they had not invited Nicki Minaj to the White House for an in-person visit, but rather for a video in which they would talk to each other on the phone. She would talk with Anthony Fauci and Surgeon General...
Murthy.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, a little Zoom conference.
Yeah, so she says, she tweeted out, do y'all think I would go on the internet and lie about being invited to the effing White House? Like what? Do you guys see what is happening right now? Dr. Anthony Fauci waited.
You know what? No, I don't. I don't at all.
Dr. Anthony Fauci weighed in and said that there is no scientific evidence thus far of testicle swelling in Trinidad or anywhere else regarding the vaccine. So this continues to be a story. Was she invited or not? Young Money Entertainment, led by Lil Wayne, came forward and said, we're standing with Nicki Minaj through this all. Randy Quaid has commented on the matter.
Oh, good.
Saying, many of your favorite artists feel this way, but they are afraid to speak up. So now she's got the crazy celebrities on her crazy side.
Bruce Springsteen has announced he will appear at a benefit for swollen, bald Trinidadians.
I have a feeling this story is not over yet.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Did you know that COVID deaths are about to surpass the number in America from the 1918 flu pandemic?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so we are just days away, and it's clearly going to pass the number because we're still having over 1,000 deaths a day. We're just days away from this being the worst pandemic in U.S. history, created by humans. A human mistake, almost certainly. And not enough talk about that, or is anything being done to make sure we don't do this again to ourselves? I would like it if we made sure we didn't ever do this again.
Hear, hear.
Here's a story that troubles me quite a bit. I talked about it a little bit of the other day. Our freaking worthless Congress and a series of presidents going further down the road of doing things they know are unconstitutional bit by bit by bit, it has, predictably, eroded approval of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was pretty steady for many, many years with high approval ratings because they were seen as independent of politics and, you know, all the obvious things, I think. But as Congress has failed to deal with things and put the Supreme Court in the role of having to decide these decisions that the Congress should, and then presidents doing things to challenge the Supreme Court, so then by, you know, automatically, if Trump does something that people are saying is unconstitutional, well, then if the court rules against it, people that like Trump get in their minds, okay, the Supreme Court's against Trump. Same with Biden.
Right. I mean, because and it's become so fashionable in politics. It always has been on and off, but especially now, you say to your base, you're getting screwed. You're getting cheated. The man is sticking it to you, and I'm going to stand up for you. I'm going to X, Y, and Z. And I know as I'm claiming that, I can't do that. It's blatantly unconstitutional. But then you make the Supreme Court the bad guy for calling you on something you clearly can't do, and then you wail that, oh, there are a bunch of conservative monsters on the Supreme Court. It's just, it's so dishonest. And even as the left complains about the damage Trump allegedly did to the institutions, I mean, that's a seriously dangerous game to play.
Right. Well, so with the Supreme Court having majority approval ratings for all of our lifetimes, it is now at 37% of Americans approve how the Supreme Court is handling its job, a 15-point drop from last year.
Well, and again, and there are sins on the right, of course, but the left spent the last couple of years trying to convince us that various Supreme Court nominees were rapists, would get women back alley hanger abortions, would force gays back into the closet, were monsters, were oppressors, Handmaid's Tale, blah, blah, blah.
And the
a
media,
certain number of people believed it.
And the media, as the horrible reporting on the Texas abortion law.
Right.
The media acting like the Supreme Court stepped in to try to attack Roe versus Wade when this Texas abortion thing has zero to do with Roe versus Wade, based on the writings and talkings of all my favorite lawyer pundits. It's, you know, so that's where you end up.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good.
There are so many trillions of dollars at stake. Politicians on both sides are willing to just throw away anything to keep their share of it, keep their share of the power. Oh, well. That, you know, that annoys me, that bothers me, it pisses me off. But the fact that so many American people have been hoodwinked into thinking the gigantic, rich government is actually looking out for the little guy, I just, that's so naive.
The new Guinness World Records book is out. Here's some highlights. Dog with the longest ears, the world's shortest female twins. So, any of that strikes your fancy?
How long are ears? Is it a basset hound?
AF.
Mm. my sister has a basset hound. She's owned. She's not owned. I'm sorry. She has guardianed several in her lifetime. She's a fan of the breed.
Gotcha.
They have exceedingly long ears. They drag on the ground. You have to make sure they do not become like damaged and infected. If it just some dog breeds are odd, but she's a big fan, so I will say nothing further.
One of the most iconic brands in all of television is coming back. Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yes.
Drug addicts being put in the back of police cars. Drunk people being handcuffed by the police. It is cops.
The obviously guilty making stupid and weak excuses for why they're where they are doing what they're doing.
Yes. Fox will debut 4 episodes of the show's 33rd season starting October 1st with additional episodes to appear on Friday nights.
Didn't they like suspend that during the whole craze of the police are evil and Black Lives Matter and the rest of it?
That's exactly what happened after George Floyd was killed. They pulled the cops show during the whole police are bad craze. And now it's back.
What an odd society we are.
I'd say. And then finally this update. Breaking Roomba news. I had the original Roomba. I found it damn near worthless.
I have a much more recent one, and it's pretty good.
Maybe it's because I had kids. Maybe if you don't have kids, it'd be easier. But, I mean, there was just so much stuff you had to pick up for it to do its job. I mean, I might as well just vacuum.
Yeah.
I might as well get out the vacuum and vacuum. That's the robot vacuum. Anyway, the Roomba 7, the Roomba J7 Plus is actually what it's called, the latest version of the robot vacuum.
It's now a vacuum and a cell phone.
Now has a camera. Yeah. Now has a camera that can identify pet droppings. Because one of the complaints people had with the Roomba, if you just like had it set to do, like if you set the timer, so it's supposed to Roomba your home at 11 o'clock in the morning while you're at work, so it's not vacuuming while you're home trying to watch TV,
mm-hmm.
is that if one of your pets were to leave a little present in one of the rooms, it would just smear all over the carpet, making it significantly worse.
Oh, my.
Now, the Roomba has a camera that can identify the pet droppings, even take a picture of it, and text it to your phone.
Hey, look at this. Hey, dude, check this out. Wow.
Not wow. a pic I want to get while I'm at work?
I don't know why I need the picture.
It now has an AI-boosted brain and camera system to identify objects on the floor in real time. It's designed to be a thoughtful, collaborative cleaning partner. Well, if my robot vacuum isn't a thoughtful, collaborative cleaning partner, and I assume a generous lover, then what's the point of having one?
The AI has enabled it to identify dog ass. Well done, Silicon Valley. Well done.
There is a catch that says that attaching it to your phone so that it can send you pictures of crap while you're at work, it accesses all kinds of sensitive household data, and of course it does, and that's probably where it makes most of its money.
That's why it exists.
Yeah, if you haven't heard us say this before, I found it fascinating when I learned it. The reason big screen TVs are so cheap, and it's incredible how cheap they are compared to a few years ago. I just assume, well, it's like a lot of technology. You know, once they get it up and running, it becomes cheaper. But the reason a 70-inch TV is so freaking affordable is they make their real money on all of the data that they steal from you, since all of them are smart TVs now, and it has access to just everything.
Sure.
That's where the money is. Great. Yeah. Just great.
Meh. I've given up.
Can you even buy a dumb TV anymore?
Oh, I don't know where you'd go. I know you can disable certain features, but they make it unattractive to do so.
Absolutely. I bought a sound bar the other day. Remember Sean mocking me for the fact that I didn't have a sound bar to go with my big screen TV. I was just using the tiny little speaker in the back. So I bought its fancy Bose sound bar. Got it at one of your big companies. I mean, it might be the best place to buy something, but I bought it. Wasn't cheap. Get it home. It doesn't have the latest firmware. So you have to plug it into your computer with a special cord that you don't have, so that you can go to the website and update the firmware, but it won't recognize my Wi-Fi something or other. So it's become just a... And you know where it's going to end up? In my closet, just not getting used, because I'm never going to get around to going to the Geek Squad and making an appointment and doing everything that's required. And all I wanted to do was just plug in the speaker and listen to my TV.
But, you know what's funny? And I'm talking to the audience now. You, me, all of us had that same wash of like a hormone sweep over us when Jack was talking, that feeling of anger and fatigue, and when you run into one
and
of those
resignation
things.
In my case, for a lot of these, where it's right. Just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it in the closet. And yeah, it was expensive, and yeah, it sucks, but I don't have time to deal with it. So
you win.
Maybe when you win. Exactly. That's my feeling. You win. You win. You kept me from using your product. Fantastic. I'm sure that firmware update was really important. I'm sure just plugging it in and having the sound effing come out of it was no good. It had to have some sort of software update. You're right. That feeling. There has to be that needs to be the new word that ends up in the Oxford Dictionary for 2021. Whatever that emotion is, when you just get, this is going to be a giant pain in the ass. I either give up or I'm going to tackle it, but just,
Tech depression.
Yeah, something along
those. Something like that. I'll work on it during the commercials. I fancy myself a bit of a wordsmith. Let me see what I can come up with. And you know what? Feel free. Your offerings are more than welcome. You can text us 415-295-KFTC, or maybe email us more your thing, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Okay, we get it. COVID is the precious, and you love it. You love COVID so much, you want it to spread in the schools, at the office, in the Walmart, on the cruise ships, and at the club. That gray spongy ball with the red spikes, you want it pumping through your veins with an ivermectin chaser.
It's interesting. Joy Reid on MSNBC, and again, I hate to give her a platform of any kind because she's a tiny show, and you know, she's got a gnat's influence on the conversation, really, outside
and
of...
And she's evil, too.
Outside of the weird blue checkmark Twitter crowd. She's not influencing anybody. But, so she's doing the whole, it's damned Republicans who are spreading COVID because they won't get the vaccine and blah, blah, blah. The reason that Anthony Fauci and the White House are responding to Nicki Minaj is because she's a black woman who has some influence over the black community, which has... among the highest we're not going to get vaccinated rates in America. So why does Joy Reid pretending it's a Republican thing? I don't
tribalism.
I guess just
virtue signaling for her tribe. Got a contribution from Brian in Mississippi. The feeling you get when tech becomes too much of a pain to deal with, so you just surrender, is tech exhaustipation.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
When I saw that, oh, you need a special cord. You know, it's just, I don't care enough to go get another cord, but I already spent this money. Well, whatever. Exactly. I need a guy with a trombone and a mute following me around to do that. We got this text. Why was Bezos touching the edge of the atmosphere such a big deal, but you haven't said a word about the current SpaceX mission? Actually, We did talk about it yesterday, and it launched today.
Last night.
Another billionaire that you've never heard of, that's part of it. Bezos is the richest man in the world, and everybody's heard of him.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Yes.
Didn't know he had music for Jeff Bezos.
Yes, finally.
You got this other billionaire you've never heard of who's going up with some civilians, just regular space tourists, and they're actually orbiting the Earth, which is the most impressive space tourist trip by far of all time.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to talk about that. I watched the launch last night. It was really cool, very exciting, yeah. And smooth as can be. It went perfectly. Everything went perfect.
What Bezos did would be cool, and I would do it, but all right. It was like a half an hour or something like that. You got up there, you floated a little bit, you came back down. These people are spending 3 days orbiting the Earth, which would be just awesome. You do have to pee into a communal toilet bag, but, you know, whatever.
Are we talking about Jeffrey Bezos?
Jeffrey Bezos.
Have you never heard that song?
No.
It's hilarious.
Is that
it is so funny.
Does it have more lyrics than that?
It does. It's an entire song. It's obscene. I mean, do we have the whole version?
It's obscene.
It has to be bleeped. Well, there's one line in it that is funny AF and also includes that word. And not in the innocent way, in the verb. It's a verb.
Human beings had not flown at all until 1903. That's just 118 years ago. And then nobody had circled the Earth in what, till what, 60, roughly? 58?
I believe it was Magellan, right?
Whenever that Russian went up, and then we sent a guy around. So that's 60 years ago. Now we got tourists doing it.
Yeah.
That's quite a leap for mankind.
It is. It is indeed. The best I can come up with is tech despair for what we were talking about earlier, by the way. Tech despair. It's tough to do it in less than three words. The feeling you get when you realize you're not going to succeed in doing something very simple and necessary because the tech won't let you. And that wash of emotion that comes over you.
Yeah, it particularly bothers me when it's for like no good obvious reason.
Right. Right. The greater good, the important task is being impeded, well, defeated by something completely trivial.
Right.
The need to update a what's its.
Or unrelated, the updating the software on my speaker for my TV has probably got to do with harvesting data. It certainly shouldn't have anything to do with playing the music, because that should just be a cord you plug in.
Yeah, Thomas Edison managed to, defeat that technical challenge.
The other one that wears me out that is common is a password. The password's not working, or I got the wrong one, or whatever. Why is there even a password for this, I think, a million times? This is not secret.
Hey, we only have a minute for this, but that's plenty. The academic world has been shocked by the resignation of one of the UK's leading musicologists. This is like the guy, because his university, the world that he operates in, has become so ideological and woke, they will brook no dissent. You're not allowed to disagree with the conventional wisdom in universities anymore. Exactly what Peter Boghossian said when he resigned. And there's an Armstrong and Getty Extra Large podcast. You might really enjoy our conversation with Peter at armstrongandgetty.com.
Here's your what?
And now it's Final Thoughts with Armstrong and Getty. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, Droopy the dog. I forgot you had to talk first. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. He presses the buttons in the control room, keeps us on the air. Michelangelo. Michael, final thought.
You know, I'm beginning to think Nicki Minaj made up this story, and it got her a whole lot of PR and maybe a possible trip to the White House.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. Like she needs the PR. But young Alex is our producer. He has a final thought. Alex?
Yeah, I'm excited that Cops is coming back. I used to watch it on Saturday nights with my dad and a big bowl of popcorn. But I'd love to see Live PD come back as well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really good. Jack, a final thought for us?
I'm looking up at the TV and see that the 30th season of Dancing with the Stars is coming on television. I might watch that. I was realizing I need more fluff in my life. I think that's irrelevant. If you eliminate all the unimportant things from your life, I think you might go crazy. So either sports or Dancing with the Stars or something that's just meaningless. I need more of it.
Yep. I will cede my final thought time to a friend who texted a friend of hers, a coworker, got the vaccine and his testicles swelled up. And his doctor said, yeah, it's an uncommon but known side effect of the COVID shot.
Nicki Minaj is claiming Twitter is blocking her. Twitter is saying, no, we're not.
She's claiming she was disinvited to the White House. Do we need to appoint a special commission? Congressional committee?
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who think so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. If you ever miss a chunk of the show, it's Armstrong and Getty On Demand, the podcast. You can get it there. Get some swag. Email us. Whatever you need.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
That is the climax of foolishness.
Hiya! Listen up, Jack Wagon.
Now hold up, everybody. I'm talking over you.
It's a little too much doggy dog.
I was wondering, what you felt about that.
This is a mess.
That's the fact, Jack.
Roses are red.
Political love is fake.
And we'll be back with more right after these words.
Jab my baby. I hate Trump. Give him a good jab.
Jeez, what the? Stop it.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.